Thank you very much, operator. Gisela, could you please help me in a roll call so we know who's on the call?
With pleasure, Olga. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's constituency operations call on Friday, the 5th of February. We have Olga Cavalli, Chuck Gomes, Claudio Di Gangi, SS, Victoria McKevey. From staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and we have apologies from Zahid Jamil and from Christa Papak. If I could also just remind everyone to state their names when speaking. Thank you. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Was someone joining when I was requesting the recording?
No. The last person to have joined was Victoria.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you all for joining today, and thanks, Michael, for chairing the last call. Although he's not in the call, I just want it to be recorded. Thanks to all of you for the work in this document. If I understand correctly, and if not, please let me know, we should finish our first document that was chaired by SS and done by the sub-working team. We have two languages to discuss or to decide to include. One language is suggested by Claudio, and the other one is a consult that was made by Julie to the ICANN staff in relation with part, I think it's part J of the document. If you agree, I suggest that we go through those different languages and we see if we agree in it or we have any change suggested. Is that okay?
This is Julie. It's actually the language from ICANN legal staff.
Yes.
To F.
Great. Thank you. The language from Claudio, it's in section, I cannot find it now.
Section three, Olga. This is Julie.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have so many documents open that I get lost. I have a noise in the line. I don't know if it's mine or an echo also.
Just looking at Olga.
Now it's better. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Section three. Claudio, could you be so kind to let us know what's the idea of your language and why you're proposing it? I cannot find it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, we had discussed this item on the last call, and we sort of talked about that we saw value in the GNSO working group model. I had raised the consideration that I thought that I saw value in not necessarily mandating a uniform rule across all the different groups on how they reach consensus based on the fact that they represent different communities, there are different types of constituencies involved, and that there would be value in allowing them some room to pick different types of consensus-building models or processes. So basically, I just proposed this. We had talked about recommending the GNSO working group model, and I had basically just proposed this language to help clarify what I thought we had discussed and still try to put forward that we think that they should refer to the working group model, that the principles there are solid. Otherwise, I just wanted to just also clarify that one of the values of this is increased transparency and visibility that I think currently all the groups might not have this in their charters or bylaws, and this rule is there to basically encourage them to put it in their charter and bylaws so it's clear to their membership and it's clear to the just community in general how they operate and reach consensus.
Thank you very much, Claudio. Any questions, any comments to Claudio's comments?
Yes, I'd like to comment if I could. Could I ask?
Go ahead, please, Victoria. I hear you very, very low.
Thanks, Olga. I'll try and speak up. Thank you.
Okay.
Would someone be kind enough? I'm afraid that I haven't seen it on the list. Could someone be kind enough to read Claudio's change?
This is Julie Olga. I'd be happy to read the language.
Please, Julie, go ahead.
Right. This appears in Section 3, Policy and Consensus.
Yes.
It would be changes to the second paragraph under that section. And so, it would read, there should be emphasis on consensus building in group deliberations, period. Groups should refer to the GNSO workgroup model, period. The use of voting within policy deliberations should be minimized as much as possible, period. Then new language, whatever consensus building model or process a group uses, the group must describe the process bylaws or charter so it is visible and transparent, period.
Thank you, Julie. I mean, I'd like to say, first off, that I object strongly to us revisiting the language here because after some discussion last week, and I believe, Julie, you were on that call, everybody was happy with the language we ended up with. I'm not sure if you've got all the members of that call on this call, but I'm not happy with Claudio's language at all. And, you know, we worked quite hard and spent a great deal of time reaching consensus on the language in our last call. So I myself am very strongly opposed to this change, and I'd like to hear what other people think. But it was the subject of great discussion before we reached a consensus on the language.
Good morning. Tony Harris joining.
Hi, Tony. Good morning.
Hi, Olga.
Victoria, you have a... So you're saying that the language that was agreed is the one that you would like to have in the document?
Yes.
Is there a way that we can find a is something that you really don't oppose, that you're opposing in this new language that you don't like or that you would like to change from Claudio's document? Let me finish. I have a horrible echo. I cannot even hear myself. What I'm saying is that perhaps we can try to find a new language that satisfies both of you.
Well, I don't think so, and I think it's actually a waste of our time because what we've got is one member pushing again a point that was decided. So this is being reopened when a consensus was found by everybody on that call. And that was Michael, Chuck, me, Claudio. Who else was on the call last week? Maybe Julie can assist us. But all I'm saying is consensus was reached. And this is one minority opinion trying to now undo a consensus where, you know, we were decided.
So you're proposing the text that was before, okay? I'm sorry, I have horrible difficulties in hearing you because I have a terrible echo. What I'm trying to understand is what Victoria is asking. So, Victoria, you're saying that the language that was before, that in the document in the wiki I don't know how to say that in English.
Is
with
it's
the line.
Retained.
Yes. Is that the language that you want to keep? Because you think that's already agreed.
It's already agreed, and it's now being reopened, and I believe that probably there's a proper procedural objection to Claudio, who was on that call and participated in that consensus, now attempting to reopen it.
Okay. Tony, you wanted to say something?
Well, I'm sorry I'm late. I had a problem getting into the office with the traffic. And I hate to speak out of turn since I haven't heard the beginning of this call. I suppose this is about the modification that Claudio De Ganji has proposed in a text.
Yes.
And which was discussed on last Friday's call. I was in a plane. I couldn't attend. I don't feel uncomfortable with Claudio's suggestion. And I'm not too sure if it does breach procedures. So, you know, I'm open to discuss it.
Who else was on the call last Friday? And perhaps Chuck or someone else would like to add something to this.
Olga, this is Claudio. Can I just respond to some of the points that...
sure, please, Claudio, go ahead.
Well, you know, we did amend the text on the last call, kind of, you know, how we've been doing it the last few meetings, where we've review the text, talk about it, and amend it. what occurred after the call was I looked at the language that was changed, and you know, based on our discussion, I thought that there was a way to improve and clarify what we agreed on to the call, which was to change this from the way it was drafted, where it was a uniform rule, all groups had to follow it, to we changed it to basically what I thought we agreed to was not making it a uniform rule. When I looked at the text directly following the call, I realized that the text was ambiguous, and I thought it was open to different interpretations, which was not something I immediately picked up on when we were discussing it. And so I proposed this language, which I thought basically captured the spirit of our discussion and what we agreed on, but just clarified it, put it into new terms where, you know, it's less ambiguous for someone who hasn't really been following discussion. So.
Olga, I'd like to respond.
Yes, Victoria, and also I would like other members of the group that were present in the last call to give their opinions about this test. Go ahead, Victoria, please.
Look, personally, I have to say, I really object to us being wasting time on this call on this issue. Like I say, a consensus was reached. Claudio had a full opportunity to put his views. He's now making a more extreme amendment. Like I say, we reached complete agreement after long discussion, and Claudio had a full opportunity to put his view, and this is just another bite at the cherry. I really don't want to spend a lot of time on this call, and I think it's really inappropriate to have another go at what was completely agreed language, and perhaps we need to refer back to those minutes or the transcript. Perhaps, Olga, I would suggest that we take this issue out of the call today. I just don't think we should waste any further time on it. I would like to refer the group to the transcript. And I would like to make my argument on the list, if that's okay.
Olga, can I comment?
Sure, please. Go ahead, Chuck.
I think that, first of all, we should, as a working group, use the consensus-building goal ourselves. So whether I agree or disagree with the change, we've come to a point where there isn't as much consensus as we thought we had last week. We should continue then to try and reach consensus. Notice that the next sentence says there should be a de-emphasis of voting. Now, we didn't take a formal vote last week, but you know, there did appear to be some consensus last week. We're now finding that there's not.
Hang on, one person is withdrawing from the consensus, Chuck.
But Victoria, we want to always, the whole goal of the working group model is to always try and maximize consensus. Now, if we get to a point where there's just a minority opinion, then we just include that minority opinion. But the goal is to always try and maximize the support of the whole group, and I think that's all that's happening right now.
No, we did that last week. We took into and modified the recommendation to take account of Claudio's minority view.
You're saying that over and over again, and I agree with you, but obviously we came to a point after that meeting where we didn't have as strong agreement as we thought. So
no, we've got one person.
All we're trying to do right now is to see if we can come up with something where there's full support. If we can't, we deal with that. And there are mechanisms for doing that. That's the working group model that's recommended, and that's what we should be doing here as well.
Olga, sorry to interrupt.
Olga, can we take a cue instead of becoming an argument, please?
I just cannot hear anything. There's so much echo, and if you're all talking at the same time.
Olga, Victoria's line, who is creating the echo, should go on mute when she's not speaking, and you'll see if it's any better.
Olga, did you ask me to comment?
I can hardly hear you because of the echo, but I would like to say something, and I think it's their fault also.
Yeah, okay. I'll just Oh, it is too much of disturbance. Please do not speak. Just listen to me. See, this is something I find a procedural difference. In sub-task 4, there were four minority views, and no decision was allowed. I mean, we were asked to put our minority report. Here I find that one member differs, only one member, and he is given so much time that many meetings here. The member should agree with, imposing his view, not agreeing to the consensus and time and again coming to the group and forcing discussion. I think chair has to control it somewhere.
Olga?
Yes, Sonny, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that actually I now support Claudio in his position.
Thank you, Tony.
So that's two of us.
Yes, I would like to say that what my idea is that we all agree in a text. I know that there can be minority reports, and that's allowed, and we have done with our subtask 1-4 document. But I think we are not a very big group, and perhaps we can find a text that satisfies all of us. What I would like to understand, Victoria, more than
Olga?
The fact...
Olga?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, it's Gisela. Victoria has disconnected. I believe she's trying... She's probably
no,
trying
I'm
to call
okay.
in again. Oh, sorry, you back, Victoria.
Yeah,
thank
I just
you.
Rang in to see if the line could improve.
Thank you. Victoria, I would like to ask you, and I understand the fact that you already talked about this in the last call, and I appreciate all the efforts of all the working teams joining in this course and all the time that you're giving to this work. But I would like to understand what in the language proposed by Claudia is really disturbing you, and you think you could change
okay.
it, or you would
right.
propose something different. More
okay.
than the fact, let me finish, please. More than the fact that we have been working on the language, I would like you to tell us, because now we have Claudio and we have Tony, that are agreeing with this new text, so perhaps you can tell us why is that you don't like it.
Do you know, I'm actually really not prepared to do so, because you know what, it's half past, by me we've wasted half an hour of this call. I just don't have this sort of time to waste. Claudio repeatedly, I'm afraid, does this to us. He has another bite at the cherry, and he pushes and pushes for his point. I am not prepared to have a substantive discussion about it again, having fully participated in a long call last week, where a great deal of time, like I said, I would like to refer to the transcript of that call, and I'd like to discuss it on the list. I'm just not prepared to waste the time, and I'm so sorry.
Olga?
Yes, please go ahead, Tony.
With all due respect, I think it's up to the chair to decide what is a waste of time and what is not.
Well, you could have joined the call last week, right? I mean, you were effectively asking us to reopen something when, you know, it was your choice, all of you, not to be on that call.
Well, I could have if I'd had some access in a plane over the Brazilian
That's
jungle,
fine.
I'd be happy to have done it.
That's fine. But I did
but
put
I
the time
didn't.
Aside. I did give the time and energy away from my practice to spend the time reaching consensus on it. And I'm not really prepared to duplicate my effort every time. I do not have the resources or the patience, quite frankly. I'd like to refer back to the transcript. I'd like us to take this on the list. And I'm not prepared to reiterate those discussions. So I turn it over to you, Olga, as chair, to decide how to resolve this.
Thank you, Victoria. And I appreciate the time that we all give to this working team. In my modest opinion, as chair of this working team and participant of many other working groups among ICANN and other places, if we have to spend time in trying to reach consensus, if I'm the chair, there will be time for that. And I don't find, I'm sorry, Victoria, but more than the fact that you have spent some time and we all have spent some time in this and other documents, could you please tell us why you don't like the new language? So maybe we can find a better language that satisfies all of us.
No, as I said, I'm just not prepared to do so. I'd like to note my objection. I'm going to refer back to the transcript and I'll raise it on the list. And I may make a formal, I don't know, objection of some kind. I'm really not prepared to do it.
Olga, this is Chuck. I'll try to make something constructive here.
Please go ahead, Chuck.
You know, as I indicated last week, you know, it is the working group model itself is designed for policy development processes specifically, okay? And the board recommendations were referring to that as well. So I believe it's accurate to say that the just saying that referring to the working group model or function on the working group model and saying that to constituencies and stakeholder groups isn't a perfect fit. Now, I'm fully supportive, though, of recommending that constituencies and stakeholder groups, you know, follow the principles of the working group model that are intended, which is openness, inclusiveness, consensus building, minimize voting, etc. So my suggestion would be that we word it differently and instead cite the principles of the working group model that we want constituencies and stakeholder groups to apply.
Thank you very much, Chuck. And this is what I was trying to explain. Let's try to find a text that better suits the idea and what is proposed by different working team members. Chuck, do you have a suggestion for changing this text and perhaps including some Claudia's ideas and some other words already agreed?
Well, that's what I just tried to communicate. Let me try to be more specific. First of all, I suggest that we identify the elements of the working group model that we want constituencies and stakeholder groups to follow, and that we list those. I named a few just a minute ago.
Yeah.
That we list those instead of saying follow the grouping working group model or refer to the working group model. Just say something to the effect that constituencies and stakeholder groups should follow the following principles from the working group model.
Okay.
We have to be honest. The working group model was not designed for, you know, a way for constituencies and stakeholder groups to develop their own positions. It may or not be necessary to form working groups specifically. That can work. In some cases, it may not. So let's really focus on the principles from that model that we want constituencies and stakeholder groups to follow.
Thank you, Chuck. Claudio, any comments to Chuck?
Yeah, I support that. I think that's a good idea. I think that kind of captures.
Claudio, perhaps you could work with this idea suggested by Chuck and prepare a more specific text
sure.
for this paragraph and propose it to the working team.
But
sure.
Olga, I think that's good. But I also think that everyone on the team should participate in identifying the principles that we really want to apply here.
My idea was that Claudia perhaps prepare a first proposal, and then we can add that to our principles that we think might be included. Someone else wanted to talk. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Sonny. I'm sorry. But what I'm trying to do is to move forward and to find a text that fits all our needs and Claudia's suggestion, but Chuck made a very good point also. So perhaps Chuck, Claudio, you and me, and maybe Julie could help us in drafting this part of the text.
Yeah, I'm happy to put, try to put something together, Olga.
And we share it with the list and see what other thing Victoria, Chuck, Tony. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Great.
Okay, and then we have some text proposed by ICANN staff. Julie, could you please read that text that was the language that was that you made the consultations and was proposed by ICANN staff? I have the echo again. I have difficulties in hearing you.
Certainly, Olga. This is Julie. The text is section 2F. The suggested text reads, in case of unfair treatment resulting in the rejection of an application for a dispute, the applicant may lodge a complaint with the ICANN ombudsman, period. The process for lodging a complaint with the ombudsman is set forth in Article 5 ICANN bylaws and in the ombudsman framework available at, there's the link, period.
Thank you, Julie. Any comments to that? Do we agree in including this text to the document? Okay, hearing no objections. Julie, could you please include it in the text? I think it's already included, but just take out the brackets.
Right. I will put the original text and insert in caps the new text, indicating that it is a change that's been accepted.
Thank you very much, Julie. And apart from the text about the working group that will be revised, do we have any other parts of the text that we should agree or discuss about this subtask one document? Claudia, could we work on that during the next day so perhaps we can agree on the text in the list and maybe find the final text for the next call on Friday?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we should move to subtask 2 document. And we have Victoria on the line, so she has been leading this document. How should we proceed? Should we read it? I have really a very strong echo, and I have difficulties in hearing you. I don't know if you have the same problem, but reading the document maybe makes things more complicated, or I don't know what you suggest. If I read it, you hear the echo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Olga, I was going to say it's a pretty long document.
Yeah, I know.
But
I think we should go through the text, and I have several difficulties in hearing clearly. But I will go reading, or maybe Julie, you want to read, and we follow, and perhaps paragraph by paragraph.
Olga, could I also make another comment? This is Claudia.
Sure.
Maybe if we could just discuss, like, you know, kind of what we're doing now, a higher level approach of how we're going to go through this. And I remember Zahid on the list made a comment that there might be value in focusing on the recommendations themselves. I think they're in part 2. And
go directly to that section you're proposing?
Yeah.
Part 2 of
part 1 is really background.
Okay.
And
for those who are in the call now, any comments about part 1? General comments. Okay.
I do have a comment.
Okay.
On process issues, and I think there might have been some other parts. I'd have to go back and refresh some of these other sections, but I think I did have some some questions or concerns with the way some of the background was phrased, but I'd have to go back and look.
I don't know what the others think, but I think we should go through the text because it's not because only of us, because someone else in the group may want to listen to the recording and follow the text discussion. So I know it's tiring, I know it's long, but it's our job.
Olga?
So yes, Tony, go ahead.
This is Tony. I'm back. I'm just checking. Do you have an echo with my voice now?
Oh, no, it's great. I hear you.
Okay.
Like close in Buenos Aires.
Yeah,
okay.
We have great lines down here. I agree we should read the text, by the way.
I think, it will be perhaps longer, but it will be clear also. So, Victoria, could you help me read in the document? I am sorry, Julie. I'm so sorry, Victoria. I didn't want to bother you. Julie, could you help me read in the document?
Yes, Olga, this is Julie. I'll be happy to do so.
Thank you.
Let me then go ahead and begin with part one, 1.1 introduction. This subtask team of the work group is tasked with developing proposals to enhance existing constituencies by developing recommendations on constituency operating principles and procedures, and that piece, enhanced procedures, is in quotes. Herein, parentheses, subtask 1.2. Members of the group are Cleo DeGandy, Rafi Kamik, Michael Young, and S. Chatria and Victoria McEvity. The BGC report at page 43 mandated the development of the following. In quotes, clear operating principles for each constituency to ensure that all constituencies function in a representative, open, transparent, and democratic manner. Operating procedures adopted by constituencies should reflect common principles and follow these guidelines, end quote. The BGC guidelines are at Schedule 1 below.
Julie, if I may, I would add when the members of the team are described, I would add that Victoria led this to the work of this working team. Victoria, is that okay with you? Hello? Julie, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can add that. I thought you were asking for a response from Victoria.
Maybe she couldn't hear me. I think it's fair, and she led the group, and I don't know what do others think, but...
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Can you add that, Julie?
Sorry, Victoria disconnected.
Okay. Fine. I think it's fair that she is stated as the chair of the sub-working team.
Olga, this is Julie, I will add that. I should note, however, that if Victoria has disconnected, are we concerned because we're now discussing changes to her document without her being present? And I thought.
Well, this call is meant for discussing this document, and she's welcome to join again.
I see. Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Olga. I will continue then with 1.2 improvement. The BGC. Concerned to reduce entry barriers to active participation in constituencies, including the, begin quotes, unacceptably high information costs, end quotes, of joining a constituency, and the difficulty of penetration and the lack of basic transparency and disclosure of interest. The goal, then, is improved and simpler and easier to understand constituencies that reduce process fears and increase transparency of process. The BGC solution was minimum in common operating procedures while recognizing some variation as acceptable.
Let's pause. Pause there. Go ahead, Tony.
Tony, yes?
Yeah. No, I just want to confirm. There is something here which is highlighted in italics and in quotes. It says unacceptably high information costs.
Yeah.
Of joining a constituency. Is that part of the BGC a document, or is it a comment made by the whoever wrote this?
Julie, could you check that? Because I don't have the document open in this moment.
I do not have the BGC document open, but it is in quotes, as though it is a quote from the BGC report.
Well, it would be important to confirm that, because otherwise I'm not comfortable with it.
It's quite a strong language.
I will have to get back to you on that.
Okay, that's just a comment. If it's PGC language, that's fine. Otherwise, I'm not comfortable with it.
I think it's a good comment, Tony, and Julie, we can check that.
And Chuck wants in the queue too, please.
Sure, please, Chuck, go ahead.
I don't understand the last sentence of that paragraph. The PGC solution was minimum in common operating procedures while recognizing some variation as acceptable. That sentence does not make sense to me.
Yeah, me neither. And there's a reference to, is there a link at the end, or?
Yeah, I don't know what those
are. Those are EndNote links. That's how they appear in when you bring them into the wiki from the, you know, from the text.
You mean
Olga?
Olga? Chuck hasn't finished, I think.
I'm sorry. I just want to know,
well, I'm questioning, what are EndNotes? Does that mean footnotes?
I believe they're endnotes, Chuck. This is Julie.
I don't know what an endnote is.
It comes at the end of the document. I think these are all at the end of the document.
End of the document? There's a whole bunch of them in this paragraph.
I understand that. I have to scroll to the end of the document to see if they're reflected there.
I'm just checking the end of the document.
It is pretty much like a footnote.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's all I was trying to clarify.
Well, there at the end... But it says ref. I'm not sure if they're the same.
I think they probably are. That's all I was trying to clarify. That's fine. We'll fix those later.
Okay. But Julie, anyway, we should check with the BGC report if this language is from there, and if it's structured like exactly text, it's okay. Tony, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, actually getting to this sentence that Chuck has just addressed, I noticed above from what we read before from the BGC report at page 43, they say operating procedures should reflect common principles, but it doesn't say that the operating procedures should be common. It's talking about the principles, not about the operations. That's just a comment.
So you're proposing a change?
No, I'm just noting that I can see why Chuck is surprised by this sentence.
I think what Chuck says is that it doesn't make sense to him.
Okay.
I'm saying
that it doesn't correspond to what the BGC report is quoted as saying just above.
And you may be right on that, Tony. I'm not even sure what it says. So once we determine, it needs to be reworded so it's clear in terms of what's being said, and then I think we will get to what you're asking.
So I think we have two issues: reword the sentence, and then check if it should be included or not. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's a good conclusion.
Some proposal for rewording?
Olga, this is Claudia.
Yeah, Claudia, go ahead.
I think what Victoria was getting at here was if we add maybe the word principles following the word minimum.
So could you read this last sentence? How would it be?
It would read the board, the BGC solution was minimum principles. And it actually, you know, it doesn't fit in exactly with the sentence, but I think that's the idea. It would read the board, the BGC solution was minimum principles and operating procedures.
The BGC solution was minimum principle? Is that what you're proposing?
Yeah, that's still not very good English.
No.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't say that, but it sounds weird. Yeah. Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, perhaps you could say the BGC solution called for minimum principles, and et cetera, et cetera.
Common operating procedures, maybe, or operating principles, or whatever. Yeah, that's getting better.
Yeah. Did you get that language, Julie?
It, if you don't have principles, then we're talking about operations, right? And the BGC is talking about principles.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This is Julie. I've captured the language.
Oh, great. Thank you. And if we have this new language for the sentence, do we like the sentence?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Oh, I opened a different document. Okay, sorry, trying to refresh. I closed everything. I closed my document. Julie, so if the change is made, then we agree in having... I'm sorry, I closed the document without wanting. I have to reopen it again. Could you keep on reading, Julie, if we agree in having this new sentence? Do we want to give the sentence?
Sure.
No comments.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead, Julie. I closed my document, but please go ahead and reopen it.
Thank you, Olga. This is Julie. I'll continue. I'll begin with the sentence that we have modified to make sure that I have it correctly. The BGC called for minimum principles in common operating procedures while recognizing some variation as acceptable.
That's fine.
Okay.
Continuing to the next paragraph. The key issue that has informed the work team is the warning from the BGC, colon, begin quote, our goal is definitely not to create a new layer of bureaucracy, as we heard concerns about at the San Juan meeting, period, end quote. It was this that drove recommendations for more standardization and therefore simplification at the constituency level. This concern is now resolved for contracted parties who have only the one layer. While there is some expectation that constituencies may become less significant in future, certainly at this transitional stage, this is not the case. And currently, GNSO council seats are assigned to constituencies in the non-contracted houses, period.
Now, I'm having trouble with that last part. Let's see. While there is some expectation that constituencies may become less significant in the future, probably should be a comma there, certainly at this transitional stage, this is not the case. And currently, GNSO council seats are still tied firmly to constituencies in the non-contracted houses. Now, that it sounds like that sentence has become outdated.
I think this is... I would take it out. I don't know what you think, but I think it's not relevant now.
It seems
that
way to me.
I'd take it out.
Olga, this is Claudio. Could I make a comment?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I also, even in the first paragraph, I don't agree with, and I've raised this on the our little subtask team, with the description of the BGC recommendation. Let me see if I could...
Our goal is definitely not to create a new layer of bureaucracy, and we heard concerns about...
That's right. That was the language. The way I interpreted it, the concerns about the layers of bureaucracy was, but by creating the stakeholder groups, that there might be an extra layer of bureaucracy involved, and I think that's what the Board Governance Committee was referring to, and according to this text, it just doesn't summarize it that way. It actually says this concern about creating the bureaucracy drove the recommendations for more standardization and therefore simplification at the constituency level. I just don't agree with that.
I don't think you're accurate on that. And let me tell you why, and see if it checks. The stakeholder groups actually were created after the BGC recommendations, and so I don't think they had any idea of stakeholder groups when they made that statement. My interpretation of the recommendations is I think consistent with what that second sentence says. They thought there was some value in some more standardization or simplification at the constituency level. But at the same time, you know, they were trying to be clear that, hey, we're not trying to make this overly bureaucratic. So I actually am not uncomfortable with that second sentence. I think that's consistent with what the BGC was recommending. Now, we could test that with them and find out, but that's my recollection, and I could be wrong, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate that, and I think whatever information we could get here would be helpful. I thought maybe I'm not remembering correctly. I thought the BGC report said we recommend 4 broad stakeholder groups. I thought that was
I'll have to go back and look. They may have, but the I don't believe. Let's assume that's true, because I'm okay with that. Even if that is true, I don't think the board was concerned about the bureaucratic nature of the stakeholder groups adding a new layer. So I would still think, even if that is true, that the second sentence still applies. In other words, if they did recommend 4 stakeholder groups, I don't think that discounts what the second sentence says. It was this that drove recommendations for more standardization and therefore simplification at the constituency level.
Well, I think the way I view this is it's mixing ideas. This references concerns that were raised at the San Juan meeting. And the next sentence refers to, you know, I think maybe what's problematic with this is it's trying to get into the head and the intent of the BGC. The way it's raised here is it's being presented in a way that this whole kind of process is being driven for more standardization. I think that's part of it. I think there was a quote about the high information costs, and that would be reduced if there was more standardization in certain areas. But in terms of the concerns about the bureaucracy that is being created, and I think it is still a concern in the non-contracted house, because there are constituencies in there, and you know, so if you want to participate, you need to. There is an extra layer of bureaucracy in the non-contracted house.
Well, first of all, the first sentence just refers to a quote from the BGC. So the question we need to answer then is the second sentence an accurate statement related to that quote?
Yes.
I'm not seeing any problem with that second sentence. I'm not opposed to some modifications to it, but from what I understand in the long process that the BGC went through and in their communications, they were looking for some standardization where appropriate in the at the constituency level, so that it wasn't so difficult for those who want to join constituencies. Or who want to form new constituencies to do so.
One proposal, what if we take the whole paragraph and we take the last sentence out? What about this concern is now resolved for contracted parties who have only the one layer? Is that a relevant sentence for this paragraph?
I don't know.
True?
What is that? Let's see. What does that mean?
That's my question to the contracted parties. Is that relevant for contracted parties? Is this true, or what we are saying here?
Oh, I see. I see what it means for contracted parties because the there is just one there's no constituencies and at the contracted party side, there's just the stakeholder group. I would point out, though, that there are provisions for various interest groups within the contracted parties' stakeholder groups.
Olga, I would, you know, the first sentence of that paragraph says a key issue that has informed the work of this team is the warning from. It's kind of just phrased that this is the main, or this is one of the main issues that informed our work, and it just doesn't seem to me that that's really the case.
Why don't we just say an issue?
Yeah, I mean you could
an issue that has informed the work of this team is. I must be honest, I don't like the paragraph. I cannot lie. I don't like the whole paragraph.
I agree with you, Olga.
I don't see value in this paragraph. I think it confuses things.
I agree with Olga.
And the last part is not true anymore. So I would take it out. That's my proposal.
I agree.
Chuck?
I don't have any problem with taking it out. I suspect somebody wanted it in there, though. So it'll probably create some debate.
Yeah, but I must be honest. You know, there's something that I can't do in my life is lying. I don't see value in this paragraph, and I think it's confusing.
Well, it's
certainly not
a critical element of the report, so I don't think taking it out causes any serious damage. But someone may disagree with me.
Yeah, of course that someone may disagree with me again, but that's what I think. I don't know. Should we put it in brackets and see how the rest of the group reacts?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's propose that it be removed. Yeah.
Okay. We propose to remove it, and of course, with the agreement of the rest of the group. Julie,
I have stricken the paragraph, and I've put it in curly brackets to indicate
okay.
that it's provisional.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Julie. Can we move forward?
1.3, the case for improved transparency. We are aware of the BGC exhortation to best practice in governance, responsibility, and transparency. We are also conscious of ICANN's public trust function and that ICANN is accountable to the global community, to the global public at large, rather than to any specific member or group of members. Indeed, ICANN's bylaws state that, ICANN and its constituent bodies shall operate to the maximum extent feasible in an open and transparent manner and consistent with procedures designed to ensure fairness, Article 3, Section 1. See also its core value of remaining accountable to the Internet community through mechanisms that enhance ICANN's effectiveness at Article 1, Subsection 2, 10.
Just one minor edit in that. All this is really just reiterating BGC things, I think. But in that second sentence, there it says, we are also conscious of ICANN's public trust function and that ICANN is accountable to the global Internet community. Insert an and there, and to the global public at large. Just a minor edit. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's missing.
Do we like the with this change of proposed by Chuck? We think it's a good paragraph.
Yes.
All it is grammar.
Okay. Great.
Julie, I've reflected the change and added the word "and" in curly brackets.
Thank you very much, Julie. We can move forward.
Thank you. 1.4 methods. The group considered the myriad of diverse practices and procedures currently in use by the constituencies. These are collated in table form, and their complexity and diversity is evident. We considered approaches to participation and operational rules by other consensus-based multi-stakeholder organizations, such as those referenced by the BGC report, i.e., IETF, WEC, RIPE, LACNIC, as well as other governance models such as WITSA and the ICC. A useful independent review of the future main Internet governance entities was conducted for the Council of Europe, link inserted. We also considered other sources such as Common Corporate Practice and Robert's Rules. We were also assisted by the work done on the ICANN Working Group Operating Model by the Policy Process Steering Committee, period.
What's the Robert's rule?
That's meeting rules for running a meeting. You know, a motion has to be seconded.
Okay.
If there's an amendment to a motion, it has to be handled first, those kind of things.
Okay.
Well, I think, Olga, the only thing I would have a comment here is makes reference to a useful independent review, and then that was conducted for the Council of Europe. I'm not familiar with that document.
I don't know that document. What I did provide to this subworking team is LACNIC rules and all the Latin American rules that I knew. But I trust the others providing information, and thank you for the comments. So you want to keep the document, review the document? You want to check that?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Yeah, I'll review the document.
Oh, just check that and give us some feedback about it. I don't. And why we are saying the last sentence? We were also assisted by the work done on the ICANN working group operating model, by the policy. But that policy, that work is still. Correct me, please, check if I am wrong. We were also assisted by the work done. This is what we have used, the working group operating model by the Policy Process Steering Committee.
Yeah, I think all they're saying is that in the process of doing the work on this subtask, they also consulted with what's going on in the working group model PPSC working team, which is fine, I think. You know, it's not
no,
finished.
I
you're right. But they, I think, you know, check to see what's being pursued there, which is good. That's fine.
No, my only concern is that they are still working. So.
Oh, we can say that. I mean, by the work being done, maybe we say work being done rather than done.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to express. Did you get that change, Julie?
This is Julie. Yes, Olga.
Thank you.
Olga,
okay, Claudia.
Michael, I joined the call.
Hey,
I apologize.
Michael.
I had a conflict that I came up for being
Don't
late.
Don't worry. Michael, for your reference, we're revising the document prepared by subtask one, subtask two, leaded by Victoria. I think you were part of that working team, subworking team. And we are in the document in the paragraphs. We are revising the first paragraph of 1.4 methods. Okay, Claudio. So you give us some feedback about that document of the Council of Europe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, was it referred to by the subtask team? If it was, the sentence is fine, is it not?
I think she was familiar with this document.
Okay.
So.
Any other changes or comments to this paragraph?
By the way, was that one, and Julie, I don't know, you probably don't know the answer to this, but was I don't recall whether that was one of the working group type models that the BGC referred to. I do remember them referring to IATF and W3C, et cetera. So. But,
Chuck, this is Julie. I think that actually that was not referred to by the BGC report, but was a report that Victoria was familiar with.
Okay, and if the subtask team, you know, referred to that in some way, it's okay to say it here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if she, you know,
Well, just check it, and
yeah,
if you
fine.
Think that's okay, just don't say anything, and we keep it there. And if you find something that it's not pertinent, just let us know. Great. Any other comments about this paragraph? Great. Julie, can we move forward?
Certainly, Olga. This is Julie. We also considered the staff review of each constituency charter and recertification application and staff comments and suggestions to each constituency and responses from constituencies. See the master schedule of task one work plan at, and then there's a link. The staff review was not concerned, as we are, with proposing common participation rules and operating procedures, but it is still useful. It also complements this team's identification of best and worst practices currently employed by constituencies. See link to document valid. At its 1 October 2008 meeting, the board directed staff to develop a formal petition and charter template to assist new constituency applicants in satisfying the formative criteria consistent with the ICANN bylaws. The template is at, and a link is inserted. Its contents are a useful starting point to matters that this group should make recommendations as to operating procedures, this is in quotes, operating procedures consistent with the principles outlined above which all constituencies should abide by, end quotes. We also considered staff advice to the proposed constituencies.
One minor edit there in the middle where it says it also complements. I think that should be an E instead of an I on compliments. It wasn't giving them praise, right?
This is Julie. I've made that change.
On the last sentence, we also consider staff advice to the proposed new constituencies. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think so, because didn't the subtask team review in the exchange between constituencies and staff in terms of their charters and so forth, staff did come back with some recommendations and dialogue, and I think that's all that's saying, that was considered as well.
Perfect. Any other comments?
Olga, there's a sentence referencing this team's identification of best and worst practices currently employed by constituencies. I think we had talked about doing that at one point, about creating a list of the best and worst practices. I don't think we ever actually ended up doing that.
I don't recall.
I thought I saw a document like that.
Yeah, there is. This is Julie. There is actually a document, and that's what's linked there.
What is the start of that link? Is it the word data?
Yeah, I see that it maybe is a convoluted link. I'll have to look back. It's also a document on the main page.
Yeah, that does look a little strange, but I do recall seeing a document like that. Whether we all I don't think it's a question of whether we all agree what best and worst practices are, but some work was done in that regard. So.
Yeah, that's what I would be curious to see if there was actually a document.
Audio. What I'll do is I'll send the document around, the link around, I think.
Okay, thank you.
It's one that we worked on quite some time ago, so it was one of the earlier ones.
If you can add that, Julie, so because I really must confess I don't remember, but...
Yeah, I remember it, so but let's just get the link corrected
And check the document.
Well, I'll send the link to the document around and also correct the link here if it's not working.
Thank you, Julie. Any other comments to this paragraph? Great. And Julie, did you get the link and other changes?
Yes, I did, Olga. Thank you.
And so we can move forward, please.
Yes. This is Julie. 1.5 process issues. We note that steering processes conducted by common membership of the steered and steering groups by individuals also representing and advocating for interested parties is very far from ideal indeed. We suggest in future a formal channel of communication with the collective steering entity to the collective work group.
Now, I don't have a clue what that says.
Me neither.
Neither do I. It makes no sense at all.
Me neither.
Olga, I mean, I think I have an idea of what it, you know, what Victoria was getting at here, being on the subtask team. But my view of it is that I don't agree with it, and I would prefer just taking this paragraph out. But I think she's making reference to the OSC and basically the interplay between the OSC and our work team.
And by the way, if that's what's being said, then let's say it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that we want to say it, but I would prefer it being direct instead of so vague that no one, especially out of this group, and it sounds like most of us in this group, don't have a clue.
Yeah.
So you proposing a change in the text, Cody?
I didn't share any process concerns with our work, so, and I think that's what Victoria was trying to get at here. So I'm just okay with just
removing this.
Removing the whole section. Olga,
yeah.
A suggestion for moving forward on this. First of all, we probably ought to clarify what's really being said. And then
okay.
We need to decide as a group whether we want to even include what's being said.
Let's do the following. I agree, Chuck, and thank you, Claudio, for your comments. Let's ask Victoria for clarification about this paragraph, and then we decide, okay? Can you mark it somehow, Julie? Perhaps a question to Victoria or in another caller? Or?
Well, do we want to have it recommend removing with clarification or clarify?
I think that we want to understand first and then decide about removing or not. If we don't get the meaning, we cannot say what we want. I think that's the spirit of the comments.
Yeah.
So we want to request clarification on 1.5.
Yes, perhaps Victoria can, maybe she can tell us and we agree in the text or no.
Thank you. I'll note that as an action item in specific.
Great. Thank you. Can we move forward, Julie?
Yes, okay. This is Julie. Part 2, compromise recommendations.
And I would stop right there, please. I suggest we delete the word compromise. Either we're making recommendations or you know, we don't need to qualify them.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
So do I.
Okay, this is Julie. I've indicated that compromise is stricken pending agreement. To continue, a rough consensus of subtask members agreed to the following recommended minimum operating procedures for constituencies. 1, executive committees, A, all executive committees must promptly publish action points, decisions, and any resolutions to constituency members. It is recommended that prompt publication means within a reasonable period and a guideline is between 72 hours and 1 week of the relevant meeting. B, all executive committees must publish to constituency members their rules and procedures, decision-making process, and criteria. C, a limit of 2 years per term and a maximum of 2 terms per office, being a total maximum of 4 years in any office, hereinafter term limits, shall apply to members of executive committees. A member who has served 2 consecutive terms on the executive committee must remain out of office for 1 full term prior to serving any subsequent term as a member of the executive committee. 2, committees.
Sorry, one question. Sorry, Julie, for interrupting. This week and time, or is that reasonable? 72 hours and 1 week of the relevant meeting, is that okay?
Yeah,
okay. I'm asking in the normal practice of constituencies and stakeholder groups.
I think that's an estimate, Olga. I think she, you know, just tried to. I think Victoria was just trying to come up with some numbers there.
Okay.
I'm not sure we need to put in the guideline, but
I think it's too specific. But it's just
yeah.
A comment. I want your feeling from the constituency daily life.
Go ahead, Claudio.
I was going to say, part of this, too, I think, is related to the toolkit of services and that there would be some support for the constituencies in doing this type of administrative stuff. Olga, I kind of agreed with you that it's a little too specific and, I think it's fair to just, if we just say within a reasonable period of time without, getting into the specific 3 days or 5 days or 7 days.
Chuck, you wanted to comment?
Well, I'm okay with A and B. And from a registry stakeholder group point of view, and Michael, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but for the most part, we've supported the idea of term limits. But I don't think we do it for our executive team. So often it comes down to having people who are willing to serve, and if you've got people who are serving, I think turnover is healthy, okay? So I think it's a good thing to recommend. the reality of the matter is sometimes you have a limited number of people who are willing to serve, and so if you're this specific, I think you need to provide for possibility of exceptions for constituencies and stakeholder groups.
Sorry, it's the Tony you want to talk?
Yeah, I support what Chuck just said.
Okay, someone else wanted to talk and I couldn't hear.
Hey, could you put me in the queue, please, Olga?
Michael, go ahead, please.
So I think if I recall correctly, we've been working on this document so long, I've got a bit of an alternative view to that point that should be down in this document further down. And I think the suggestion I made was that something along the lines of an exception condition that if the actual working group or stakeholders group or so forth agree to, they can make an exception. I think that's important where you have a constituency group or something where, frankly, there's not a lot of people volunteering to work on the executive, and everyone's frankly just happy for the volunteer.
I understand. So maybe we can add some language about that exception.
Yeah, let me look down the document and see if I can find where the language was that I suggested. It should be in here somewhere.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, and I agree that sometimes it's good to have term limits, but sometimes you don't find many volunteers.
Well, maybe something like this, and Michael, I hope this is consistent with what you find, but any exceptions to this policy would require approval by the membership.
Does anyone see in the document where the alternate views are?
I think part three, Michael, I think has some, and then she also put mine under that section too. Yeah. So
oh, there it is, minority and other recommendations.
Anyway, I think it doesn't hurt if we add some text here that clarifies this issue. The text that Chuck proposed or something similar if we agree in that.
Yeah.
As long as there's a provision for an out and the membership approves it so that it's not the executive committee that's perpetuating their life term, that should be okay.
Okay. Julie, did you get the language proposed by Chuck?
I did. This is Julie. So my understanding is this would be an additional sentence at the end of paragraph C that would read, any exception to this policy would require approval by the membership.
Yeah, good.
Comments? We agree on that?
Yes.
Great. And about 1A, I was just asking if those terms were fine. If you think that's okay, we leave it there.
It's okay with me because it says it's a guideline between 72
exactly.
hours and a week.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Olga, I just was going to make a comment. The sentence beneath Part 2, Compromise Recommendations, is that something that we need in there, or could we just take it out?
I'm sorry, which one?
The sentence that just that starts off the section and says a rough consensus of subtask members agreed. I feel like it's kind of categorizing the level of support.
Yeah, same thing like with deleting the word compromise. I agree with that. Either these are recommendations in the report or not, and if there are minority positions, they can be submitted.
Okay. Okay with the change. Any other comments? Do we agree with that change? Great. Julie, did you get Claudia's suggestion?
Yes, I am striking that first sentence following the header part two recommendations, and I put that in curly brackets pending any further discussion by those not on this call.
Okay, thank you. Great, thank you. We move forward to point two.
I'll move forward, Olga. This is Julie. Committees. A, it is recommended that constituencies adopt a standard set of rules and procedures to govern constituency committee constitution and operations. Whatever model is adopted,
It should be published to the entire constituency membership and maintained. B. The formation of all committees should be made known to the entire constituency membership, open to all members. C. The fact a committee has been established and the membership of it shall be published on the constituency website and action point decisions and any resolutions or work products should be made available to the entire constituency membership within a reasonable period of any given meeting. D. It is recommended constituencies publish to the constituency membership and maintain a list of all active and inactive committees and their final decisions, resolutions, and final work products.
This is Chuck. I'm fine with the content of this, but there's a global change not only on this paragraph, but probably in the whole document that should be made, and that is it should say constituency slash stakeholder group or vice versa, because keep in mind there are no constituencies in the contracted house.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree.
On Olga, on B, I was going to say maybe if we could insert the word eligible, and because it says an open to all members, maybe it should just say
all constituencies shall have a published constituency disclosure policy. What's your suggestion? Sorry.
It was on B. I think my suggestion is to insert the word eligibility after, so it would read the formation of all committees should be made known to the entire constituency membership and eligibility open to all members.
Any comments to Claudia's suggestion?
So are you saying and eligible to all members instead
yeah,
of open?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine for me. I want to check with you. Other comments? Julie, did you get what the text that Claudia wants to add? It's a word?
Yes, I have. I've had it. Let me see if I have it correctly, though. The formation of all committees should be made known to the entire committee constituency membership and open. Where does eligible go in?
It would go right in after the word and.
Okay, could you say it again, Claudia? I'm not
sure.
Sure.
It would read, the formation of all committees should be made known to the entire constituency membership and eligibility. Maybe we should even say eligibility to participate open to all members.
Thank you, Claudia. That now makes sense to me.
Sure.
I wasn't quite sure where that word go. All right, I have it reflected. Thank you.
Olga, I have a process issue. There are just a few of us that have been commenting on all these changes. Is it fair to assume that others on the call who aren't, I'd like to assume that if people aren't objecting to anything we're doing here, that there's, general consent to what we're doing. If that's not the case, I would appreciate someone speaking up.
My proposal would be the following. Julie has been marking the text in brackets or other comments, we will draft some next steps for the next call. And I suggest that we express in the list that those who are not in the call listen to the MP3, review the document that has been marked and send their comments in the list, and maybe we can review some of the proposed changes in the next call. We have to move forward with our work, and I understand people not joining the calls,
I'm not talking about those who are not on the call. I totally agree with that approach. I'm talking about those who are on the call who aren't saying anything, and that's fine, but what I'm saying is I hope they will say something now if they disagree with something, so we can talk about it. It saves time later on.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, that's the idea. So this is why I always ask if we like the new language or the changes. But, yes, of course, they are free to agree or disagree. So about the last word proposed by Claudio, are we okay with the new sentence?
Okay with me.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Michael?
Yeah.
Is SS on the call? I think he was at the beginning of the call, but I haven't heard him.
May have had to drop off. But
yeah. Claudio, well, you proposed it. Chuck, you're okay with that?
Yeah. What about Rafiq?
Rafiq? I cannot hear his voice. Maybe he's on mute.
I am here.
Do you agree with the proposed change by Claudio and the previous changes we made to the document?
To this document or the previous one too?
No, the ones, the changes that we have been talking about in this call.
Just I have only one concern in the first document about the third party, but it's not so important as everybody agrees about that, this point, so it's okay.
But about the second document?
I just have only one concern about the first document, but as everybody agreed, so...
What was your concern, Rafiq?
That's about the third party, the proposal from ICANN staff about...
the omnibus of,
yeah, that's one.
What was your concern in that regard?
Okay, in theory, he should be a neutral third party, but in practice, I think he wasn't, so that's why.
I didn't understand that.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was Claudio. I understood it. I was going to try to just paraphrase. I think he was referencing that in theory that it's good to refer to the ombudsman, but you know, there's less confidence that the result might be the optimal output from that.
Sorry, I'm not following. We are talking about the first document, right?
Yes.
Which part?
The general counsel recommendation on the neutral third party if there's an appeal for membership.
Rafiq, do you have another text to propose or any additional text to add to that?
No. But
would you like to change what is stated in the document?
Maybe just to suggest that in that case that it's one of the possibility for a third party, but if... I think if everybody agrees, so it's no problem now.
Yeah.
Well, the idea is to have a text that comforts all of us. So perhaps you want to make a proposal on the list. Think about a text and propose it to the list.
Okay.
Is that okay with the rest?
Sure.
Rafiq is sending some comments?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Sounds fine.
And that's also why I brought up the process issue that I did. I want to make sure that everybody is expressing their views as we go through, because that will save us time later on rather than to go through all of this and then insert them later. Now, I know some of that will happen anyway, but to the extent that we can minimize it, we'll be more effective.
Thank you. Very good point, Chuck, and thank you for that. How many time we have? I think we have 3 minutes left. Julie, could you be so kind to mark the document, what we have reviewed, and put a mark there?
To indicate how far we've come?
Yeah, I would like to summarize our next steps and use this last few minutes to organize the next week. We are planning our next conference call for next Friday. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm flying to Japan in a very, very long flight from South America. I'm not sure if at that time I will be on a plane or not. But as I don't have the ticket yet, I will check with Michael if he can chair the call if I am not available or if I cannot be there. I'm not sure yet because I don't have it. And then... with that comment, I have noted some things to be done. Claudio will rephrase or propose a paragraph in the first document. You remember which paragraph is that, Claudio?
I do.
Okay, and I'm happy to help, and also we can share it with once it's rephrased, we can share it with the list. We will ask Victoria to rephrase the last paragraph of part one of her document, and after that we will ask her for clarification because we cannot understand very well what is stated there. And once she clarifies it, then we decide if we want to propose some changes or not. This is the last paragraph before the second part of the last paragraph of part one of her document. And we will send a message to the list encouraging everyone who was in the call and who was not in the call to revise all the changes proposed and deletions and additions. So we finally try to agree in a text that will be finalized hopefully soon. Is that a good plan for the future?
Yep.
Any comments?
Different comments. Olga, what time are we going to meet next week? I recall that Krista said she could not meet at this time normally.
Yes. If I'm not in a plane, I'm okay with each of those timings, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Any other comments about the timing? You, Chuck, are you okay with which timing? Earlier?
I'm not crazy about the early time, but I have a possible conflict that if we don't do it earlier, so I'll deal with it.
Okay. Michael, are you available next Friday?
Yes, I'd be happy to deal with it. That's no problem.
I will be sure about the ticket very soon, but it's a very long flight. I have to go to Australia first and then get a plane to Japan, so I have no idea how many hours will it take.
Several.
Yeah, several. Such a long way. Okay, and they have no there, so that will be fun. Okay, if any other comments? Okay, thank you very much for your participation. I think we made a very good progress. I hope Victoria can review the changes we have proposed to her document, and she can make comments in the list, and we hopefully will talk again. I hope I can meet you next Friday. And we have some tasks to do during the week. And what else I will do with Julie is to put a deadline for receiving comments about the changes in the document, perhaps 1 week or so. Is that okay?
I've noted that. All good, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Julie, if you're so kind to summarize this next steps for me, that would be very helpful for me.
Absolutely, Olga. I will send around later today a list of the action items and summarizing these steps and links and so on to the revised document.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, and have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Olga.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Olga.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.